It's October. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
There are four juncos in that tree. You can hear them cheeping, talking to one another. Two more. Sort of like clowns coming out of a Volkswagen, you know. You see two, and then you see 10, and then you see 20.
We're at the Myers Homestead Trail across from Walker Ranch, about 8 miles up Flagstaff Road, and we're watching and listening for mixed flocks of birds.
There's a chipping sparrow right down here. So in this flock, we have a woodpecker, juncos, and a chipping sparrow. Now, we still need to find a better flock than this. That was 10. I would like to find 30 or 40 birds. I'm just whistling in one of these flocks. They hear that whistle and they think it's a pygmy owl. They come around to mob the owl, but there's Stellar's Jay just flew off. We had a couple of juncos. So there's several of them in that ponderosa pine. We're looking at a dark-eyed junco and a mountain chickadee.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to listen to a chickaree and a chickadee at the same time.
I'm a terrible whistler. You probably shouldn't include my whistles. At least only the good ones. Here are some red-breasted nuthatches that I just whistled in. They hate pygmy owls. So if you make any sound faintly resembling a pygmy owl, they'll come in. So they're flocking here with mountain chickadees, and there's some pine siskins also. Oh, look at the warbler down there. Little yellow, I think it's a Wilson's warbler. It's down in that Rocky Mountain maple shrub, about 6 feet off the ground, flitting around. And then down here we have some more mountain chickadees. Here's a junco that's come into this conifer. That's a pretty good flock, 30 or 40 birds. We've seen as many as 100 birds in these flocks this time of year. There's quite a bit of debate about why birds form flocks in the first place. The first theory is that if you're a bird and you're by yourself and a predator sees you, you're likely to get eaten. But if you associate with a second bird, you only have a 50% chance of getting eaten. And then if you associate with a flock of 100 birds, you have only a 1% chance of getting eaten. The only trouble with that theory is that flocks attract predators. The larger the flock, the more predators are going to be attracted to it. But flocks have other benefits, and one is vigilance. So in these flocks, you might have three or four birds really looking out for predators while the others are foraging. And there might be the benefit of just association, just comfort, just being with other birds. So they'll form these flocks at the end of the summer, and many of them will go all the way through the winter, and they'll spend the whole winter together.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.